Galaxy Book S. Samsung competes with MacBook Air with an ultra-thin touchscreen laptop by Allison Donosco-Raomi and James Sanders in the Tech Republic newsletter on August 7th. Samsung's new Windows laptop offers 23 hours of battery life, but may fail to add anything new to the space. On Wednesday, at its Galaxy Unpacked event in New York, Samsung unveiled the Galaxy Book S laptop, an ultra-thin, Qualcomm-powered laptop. Running on Windows 10 and a Snapdragon chip, the laptop offers 23 hours of battery life and works with the Galaxy Note 10 charger, Samsung executives said during the event. It also features a 13.3-inch touchscreen and Gigabyte LTE for always-on connectivity. The Galaxy Book S will arrive in stores in September with a price tag of $999. At first glance, this seems to be Samsung's attempt to compete with the MacBook Air. However, it's more likely that the device will operate similar to a Chromebook in terms of processing power, TechCrunch speculated. Here are the Galaxy Book S specifications. Several specifications vary by region and carrier, market, and mobile operator. OS, Windows 10 Home, Pro. Experience may vary by device. Display, 13.3-inch FHD TFT 14x9. Touch, 10-point multi-touch screen. Body, 305.2 by 203.2 by 6.2 by 11.8 millimeters, 0.96 kilograms. Accuracy of numbers may vary depending on measurements used. AP, Qualcomm Snapdragon 8CX compute platform, 7-nanometer, 64-bit octa-core processor, max 2.64 gigahertz plus 1.8 gigahertz. Qualcomm and Snapdragon are trademarks of Qualcomm Incorporated, registered in the United States and other countries. Qualcomm Snapdragon is a product of Qualcomm Technologies Incorporated and or its subsidiaries. Memory, 8 gigabytes of RAM, LPDDR4X, 254 or 512 gigabytes. Micro SD slot up to 1 terabyte. User memory is less than the total memory due to storage of the operating system and software used to operate the device features. Actual user memory will vary depending on the operator and may change after software upgrades are performed. Micro SD card sold separately. Camera, 720p HD. Battery, 42 watt hours, typical. Video playback, up to 23 hours, based on results from internal lab tests for local video playback time conducted by Samsung. Test results are estimated values of the battery sample from a pre-release version tested under default settings, audio volume and brightness levels, without connection to a Wi-Fi or mobile network. Battery life varies significantly with settings, usage, and other factors. Wired charging compatible with PD 2.0, AFC, and OC 2.0. Network, LTE Cat 1.8 Nano SIM. Connectivity, Wi-Fi 802.11a/b/g/n/ac 2.4 or 5 gigahertz, VHT80, MuMIMO, Bluetooth version 5.0, USB, Type-C, location, GPS, Galileo, GLONASS, Beidou. Galileo and Beidou coverage may be limited. Sensors, fingerprint sensor, hall sensor, light sensor, keyboard backlit, on-off. Authentication, Windows Hello, sign-in with fingerprint. Audio, stereo speakers, sound by AKG Audio Immersive Sound with Dolby Atmos technology, dynamic, movie, music, game, voice, and personalization modes. At Samsung, we believe that true innovation is only possible through an open, collaborative approach where partners are aligned and motivated to break down barriers and redefine the computing experience. DJ Koh, President and CEO of the IT and Mobile Communications Division at Samsung Electronics, sent in a press release. Galaxy Book S combines the best mobility features Samsung has to offer with Microsoft's leading productivity solutions and Qualcomm Technologies performance capabilities to deliver the best mobile productivity experience available in a mobile device today. The laptop marks another step in Samsung and Microsoft's growing partnership, also evidenced by a new link with Windows feature included in the Galaxy Note 10 and Note 10 Plus phones, allowing users to connect directly to a Windows device for messaging, photo sharing, and screen mirroring. In December of 2017, Microsoft and Qualcomm announced a partnership to bring Windows 10 to Snapdragon-powered notebooks, with the first systems introduced as part of that endeavor, including the Snapdragon 835-powered HP Envy X2 and Asus NovaGo, which were criticized for poor performance and app compatibility. Windows 10 for ARM differs from Microsoft's previous attempt, Windows RT, by allowing the use of legacy 32-bit desktop applications to be run using an inline x86 emulator. 11 months later, Microsoft unveiled official support for compiling native 64-bit ARM apps, AARCH64 apps, for Windows 10, bypassing the need to use an inline emulator. Lenovo released the Yoga C630 in December 2018, which fared similarly poorly. ZDNet's Charlie Osborne noted that the balance between the price point and the performance consumers would expect for a substantial amount of their hard-earned cash has not yet been met, and that it is not suitable for resource-intensive applications. Likewise, Samsung's Galaxy Book 2, which, like the Yoga C630, is powered by a Snapdragon 850, fared slightly better in CNET's preview, though Josh Goldman noted that the overall system performance just isn't there yet. Samsung's transition from a detachable 2-in-1 to a full laptop, as well as an upgrade from the Snapdragon 850 to 8CX, may not be enough to make the Galaxy Book S worthwhile. The primary encumbrance is in software. Despite years of trying to get it right, Windows on ARM has never worked quite right. That said, at least the Galaxy Book S will actually ship, while Windows Server ARM remains missing in action 2 years after being announced.